a new leader for AOPA with highly placed connections. Embraer and Beechcraft will decide the LAS contract by dogfight. And the FAA in bankruptcy? This is Aero News for Monday, April 1st, 2013. I'm Glenn Hot Air Moyer. One of the names that's being quietly discussed as a candidate to replace Craig Fuller as president and CEO of AOPA is Joseph Ratzinger, who the world knows better as now former Pope Benedict XVI. Ratzinger recently resigned the papacy and is reportedly looking for an organization that could use his skills in retirement. It was reported that the former pope holds a private pilot certificate and a helicopter rating and often flew the papal helicopter from the Vatican to his summer retreat. An internal AOPA memo forwarded to ANN points out that Ratzinger has many of the qualities that could make him a viable candidate for the post. The memo says, quote, he is a pilot and he has international credentials that will make him a strong leader for the international chapters. And let's face it, he's infallible. Maybe that will finally get Campbell off our backs, end quote, the memo says. ANN's editor-in-chief Jim Campbell was unavailable for comment. The memo indicates that the former pope has not yet been, quote-unquote, officially approached about the idea and admits that they would have to come up with a very attractive package to lure Ratzinger out of retirement. The U.S. Air Force today announced that it will select its light air support aircraft by holding a series of dogfights between the Embraer A-29 Super Tucano and Beechcraft's AT-6. The winner of 2 out of 3 contests will be awarded the contract to build 20 airplanes for use in Afghanistan. One of the dogfights will be held in Florida near Jacksonville, where Embraer and Sierra Nevada Corporation plan to build the Super Tucano. A second will be held in the skies over Wichita, Kansas, the home of Beechcraft. A third dogfight, if necessary, would be held at Edwards Air Force Base in California, a site agreed to by the two companies as neutral territory. Pentagon spokeswoman Ima Ondiss said that each company is currently outfitting one airplane with laser tag technology used by commercial dogfight operators popular around the country. Hits scored on the airplanes will be tallied by a computer in each of 3 15-minute rounds per dogfight, and the airplane that scores the most hits will be named the winner of each round. The company which builds the winning airplane will be announced as the winner of the contract to build the LAS. No firm date for the dogfights has been released, but on this told ANN, quote, we want to get this done quickly so that we can get the needed airplanes to our combatants in the field, end quote. Citing the cuts forced on the FAA by sequestration, Administrator Michael Huerta today announced that the agency would be entering Chapter 11 in an effort to completely reorganize the FAA. In testimony before the House Transportation Aviation Subcommittee last month, Huerta pointed out that the bulk of the cuts being imposed on the DOT would fall on the FAA, and today he said he would be following the example of so many of the businesses regulated by the agency and basically start over from scratch. Quote, everything is on the table, end quote, Huerta said in a hastily called news conference. Again quoting, we'll be looking at everything from certification to the number of controllers working at towers around the country. Safety will continue to be our number one priority. But if you're going to run government like a business, well, this is one of the options available in the corporate world, end quote. The agency has retained the law firm Gav and Steele to represent it during the proceedings. Again, quoting, we expect to emerge from Chapter 11 as a more efficient and nimble agency, able to better respond to the needs of the industry, Huerta said. Quoting, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, and it will give us valuable insight as to what the industry faces during these trying economic times, end quote. Given the negative reactions to sequestration and the recent difficulties with the presidential limo overseas, the Obama administration has announced plans to develop a new economical dual-purpose Air Force One. Since 1990, the presidential fleet has consisted of 2 Boeing VC-25s. The Air Force has been looking into replacing the 2 VC-25 aircraft with 3 replacement aircraft beginning in 2017. Officials in the administration who agreed to speak on the condition of anonymity told ANN that Boeing and Terra Fugia will team up to develop the new presidential jet. The administration believes that it can significantly cut cost if Air Force One could be a dual-purpose vehicle, providing transportation both in the air and on the ground. A new Air Force One will take advantage of Boeing's years of experience in building commercial jet aircraft, with Terrafugia's futuristic design concepts for the long-dreamed-of flying car. Early design work features seating for 7 adults, so it's really more of a flying SUV than a car. Of course, with such limited seating, there may not be room for the usual entourage of media who accompany the president, but administration officials say that's just one of many tough choices that will have to be made to reach the president's goals as the government transitions to the new aircraft. Boeing is reportedly considering a potential longer-term solution for its beleaguered Dreamliner that the company says is a green fix for the 787's electrical issues. The company plans to cover the wings, horizontal stabilizer, and upper fuselage with solar electric cells to generate power previously supplied by the airplane's lithium-ion batteries. A source close to the project who was not authorized to speak to the media told ANN that the retrofit will be heavy, expensive, costly, and time-consuming for the airplanes already in service, but that those costs will come down as more airplanes are built. Quote, you can't run these things on a couple of Eveready 9-volt cells, end quote, the source said. Engineers from the Solar Impulse team recently flew to Everett, Washington for meetings with Boeing officials, but would only say that they had been contracted by Boeing to work on a special project. When Aero News continues, may the force be with the EAA and rebranding AirVenture in Oshkosh. And finally, the Russians propose a real space race.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Monday, April 1st. I'm Glenn Hot Air Moyer. Not to be outdone by AOPA, one of the names prominently mentioned as EAA searches for a new leader is one that would bring plenty of star power, quite literally, to the organization. Harrison Ford, who played Han Solo in the original Star Wars movies and who is also a licensed pilot, is said to be considering taking the helm of the well-known Letter Group. However, one of the sticking points with the action movie star is the possibility that he will reprise his breakthrough role in an upcoming movie for Disney, which recently bought the Star Wars franchise from creator George Lucas. Ford explained by saying, quote, as I said to the General Aviation Caucus in Washington, D.C. recently, the pay for flying the Millennium Falcon is much better than about anything else I could be doing. So while I love flying and already have strong ties to the EAA, let's face it, a swashbuckling action hero has to do what a swashbuckling action hero has to do, end quote. EAA board chairman Jack Pelton would neither confirm or deny that the organization is in negotiations with Ford, but hinted that he might be one of those under consideration. Pelton said, quote, I mean, if AOPA is getting a former pope, and those are a scarce commodity, we have to make sure we have somebody who'll bring some star power to the position. I won't say that it is Harrison Ford, but let's just say that we may well have a new leader for the millennium, end quote. And the EAA is not stopping with just a new figurehead. In a move that is being described as one that better reflects the organization, EAA is considering rebranding AirVenture from the world's greatest aviation celebration to the world's largest gathering of old white guys. Quote, the face of aviation, particularly at our end of the spectrum, is changing, end quote, said acting EAA chairman Jack Pelton. He continued saying, and rather than go for a facelift, we think it may be time to face facts and recognize our core constituency. While there are no statistics about the average age of an Oshkosh attendee, all one has to do is look around, end quote. Pelton said that celebrating aviation will always be a theme for the event and that airplanes will always be the main focus. He added, quote, we're not putting shuffleboard and bocce ball courts in Aeroshell Square. Those will be out by the theater in the woods. It's quieter there, end quote. Roscosmos has challenged NASA to a Baja-style race between Curiosity and Russia's Mars rover that it secretly landed on the red planet just last week. Quote, we kept the mission very, very quiet, end quote, said Roscosmos spokesman Yuri Natinsky, adding, quote, just in case we had another failure, we needed to keep the launch out of the press, but now that our Chelyabinsk rover is on the planet, It's time to see who's got the faster Explorer, end quote. Chelyabinsk is the Russian city over which a meteor exploded last month. The object is thought to have passed near Mars before it encountered the Earth, and a Russian schoolchild thought it would be an appropriate memorial of the event to name Russia's first Martian rover after the city. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden has accepted the challenge, saying that the space agency's association with NASCAR gives it an edge in the go-fast technology. He pointed out, quote, "We had gotten wind that the Russians were up to something, and that computer switch we did in March was actually done to activate NASCAR-developed technology on Curiosity. Believe me, if the Russians want to cha-cha, we're ready to put the pedal to the Martian metal." The agency has, in fact, recruited Top Gear host Rutledge Wood, a well-known NASCAR fan, to drive Curiosity for the race. NASA TV will carry the race live, which is expected to see speeds of up to 7.34 miles per hour. "That may seem slow," Bolden said, "but heck, people watch sailboat races on TV. We figure we'll be at least competitive with that." The race has generated a friendly wager between President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin. If Curiosity wins, Putin will send Obama an AN-124 loaded with Russian vodka. Should Chelyabinsk win, then Obama will send Putin a C-5A galaxy's worth of poi from his native Hawaii. I'm Glenn Hot Air Moyer. Thanks for listening. And oh, by the way, today is April 1st, and you've just completed a journey into another dimension, a dimension of sound and imagination, a dimension of absurdity that we like to call the ANN April Fool's Special. You're now cleared for departure.